kind of Bruce Forsyth way. International Radio. Right, it's 12 minutes past eight. Let's bring in Mr. Philip Glenister. And here he is. Hello.
Yay.
Mars. La, 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 la. Hello, Gov.
Hello. Nice to see you.
See, look, he's nice already.
I know he is.
He's a nice smiley. Yeah, sorry about that. Hi, how are you?
Oh, that sounds very...
Do you like that?
Is that okay?
Professional.
Good.
Yes, of nice. Course. Welcome. Sorry you've had to wait. You've been you were here before I was almost this morning.
I was, yeah.
But
yeah.
But thank you.
Pleasure. Nice to be here.
Electricity, there's no traffic first thing in the morning. You can get anywhere.
Well, that helps. That helps. No congestion charge, whatever it is. I don't know.
That's why we sent the cab down. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Exactly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You ever heard the show before?
I have.
Yeah?
I thought it was Wogan, but...
Don't say the W word on this show.
Oh, the bloody...
Please, don't be doing that. First of all...
Yes?
I love life on Mars.
Thank you.
I don't like it. I love it.
You love it.
I want to...
Well, I could tell by all it. The, all the little jingles and, my dulcet tones.
Oh, great.
Ooh.
Isn't it? Great.
I love it. I know, and I think everybody in it is brilliant, and your character is just superb, and it's and
thank
it's
you.
It, well, you made that show.
Well, you're very kind. We've become a bit of a cult.
Yes,
and yeah, well, it's all down to the writing at the end of the day. As I keep saying, it's down to fantastic.
It's down to teamwork
and teamwork, of course,
but and also down to your portrayal.
Well,
you and John and everybody. Mm. I love it. It's brilliant. It's such a good show.
Thank you.
But there aren't many left.
No, we're tonight and then next week. And then we go out with a bang. And, yeah, it's good. I can't give anything away, obviously.
No, I don't want to know.
But these two sort of...
Is it true you two kiss and marry?
Well, we've been married, John and I keep saying, for the last 2 years. We actually get divorced. The divorce comes through a week Wednesday.
Aww.
We lived next door to each other in Manchester. Literally, flats next door to each other when we were doing the second series. So it was very sweet, popping around for a cup of milk.
So you're proper sort of, you know, friends now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love each other very much.
Oh, sweet.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
That's a very beautiful...
On and off the screen,
you know.
Because he was on here last week saying he can't stand you.
Mm. Was he?
No, he wasn't. See what I did there?
Oh, great.
See, that was just a joke. And then what happens after that? I don't know what's... Well, I know. Mm. I've heard things.
Rumours.
Yeah, but I don't know what's
official. Spin-offs, things like off-spins.
Yes.
There's talk. There is talk of a possible spin-off. Nothing's kind of...
Right.
...finalised yet. And, again, you know, we just want to sort of... Everybody to concentrate on the last two. Of LOM, as we call it.
Which we will, but we don't want it to finish.
Well, what can I say, Chris? I mean,
I'm just a mere mortal
that turns up and says somebody else's lines and gets me marked and goes home.
You know.
To John Sim.
Next door to John Sim.
Next door.
So, because what I like about Life on Mars is it's two shows in one, and I'm interested in what happens to Sam Tyler and whether he gets back. But at the same time, if he does go back, I'm going to miss the Gene Genie. I want to know what happens there.
Well, so do I.
So would you do it? Would you do the?
Oh well, I you know, as you say, never say never.
If they paid you enough, obviously.
If they paid me well, obviously they have to pay me copious amounts of dollars. But
they would. I'd say they'd have to double what they give you now.
Hang on, what, you mean 50 quid an hour?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And your own trailer.
Now, that'll never happen.
Why doesn't your character have a horrific accident and go into a coma and then end up in the future with John Sim? And then you could do as this old 70s dinosaur in modern day and all the hilarity that would come
with it. That's not a bad idea.
See? Then it'd be role reversal.
Mm.
No, yeah. Philip's not.
Good luck.
No, he doesn't like that.
No?
What do you think that might be quite unbelievable?
Unbelievable? Me? Never.
I could see that. Walking around. What's that? It's a microwave. Oh, what a wave.
It'd be a little bit like Crocodile Dundee, except but with a greater kind of difference between your world and the future.
Well, who knows? If anybody from the BBC...
I'm available.
...department is listening...
Why don't we should write it
there
up.
You go. Write it all down. Put
pitch
it in an envelope.
It. Yeah.
Pitch it. I'll give it to, you know, the right person up top, and we'll see what happens.
I think so. I think it'd be a great idea.
5% each. Fair enough.
What?
Five?
Forget it. Full ownership. I don't want merchandising rights.
Yeah, the whole lot.
We're not stupid.
Merchandising.
Intellectual property rights. We want the works.
International syndication, all of that.
So when did you finish filming? Obviously, I bet you finished that dog's age ago.
Yeah, last September we finished. End of September last year. Quite a while back.
Is it good fun?
Yeah, it's great. It's hard work. It's long, you know. It looks easier than it actually is. I mean, you're working long hours. Usually start filming at 8 in the morning till 7 at night, usually going over. And because of the nature of the show, you know, when we're doing the police scenes, police station stuff, you know, there's a lot of dialogue involved. So you're constantly learning that. So it's a bit of a slog. But I like the driving stuff. That was fun. You didn't have to learn any lines that day. You just have to wreck the car. Much easier.
And you did as much driving as you could, I believe.
Yeah, quite badly.
And I read an interview with you, or heard an interview, one of the others on the website, and you were saying that you'd spend all week driving fast, like a nutter.
Yeah.
And then at the weekend, get told off by the missus. For driving too fast.
Driving through Richmond Park at, like, 35 instead of 20.
In a Cortina.
Souped up with big spoilers, with music blaring out.
You should get one.
Did the deer in. What, a Cortina?
Yeah.
I know, I should have bought the one that... I should have bought
definitely, great cars.
And then you can park anywhere. Too. Who's going to give you a ticket? Because they're going to be scared. They're going to see you get out of the car. The brain's going to associate, and that's it.
This is actually true. Last Friday, I had 8 members of the CID from West Hendon popped over to the house.
Yeah.
For an autograph.
Really?
It was great. I said, make sure you turn up with the blue lights, you know, keep the neighbours, get the neighbours all looking. And, they put it was, I can't remember her name, Jill, that's right, she was retiring, she was DCI, she was retiring, and she wanted an autograph, so, they said, can we pop in? So I said, right then.
Did they turn up with flashing blue lights or not?
One of them did, yeah, because they were a bit late.
Because the neighbours do love that.
Absolutely.
Whether or not you hear about it or not, they'll have been talking already.
Hopefully. They were very nice.
I have a friend of mine who's a policeman, and every so often, if he's passing, he'll just stick his head and go, everything all right, how you doing, all right? Mm. And the neighbours will be like, there was a police person outside.
Christopher Moyles lives there. Yeah. You know that Christopher Moyles from Radio 1?
Talking about not getting a ticket on your car, if I still had my Cortina, it'd be tax-exempt by now.
Hmm?
25 years old it would have been.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was an 81, it'd be a classic car now.
Classic car insurance as well, it'd be cheap insurance.
There you go.
It's gone.
Yeah, but you've sold out now, though, haven't you?
Yeah, sold it to Andy the Greek.
The corporate big pigs.
I know.
So, when are you filming?
Yeah.
I would imagine, this is a bit of a girly question, even though I'm a smoker, it must get quite smoky in that police station.
Yeah, but, well, you know, with health and safety now, you're not allowed to smoke proper ciggies.
So what are they? Fake ciggies?
Herbal. Herbal ones. And they
really?
Stink.
Do they?
Oh, they're horrible. They're really foul. Actually, it's a good way of giving up smoking. Just make somebody smoke 20 of those a day.
But are they not bad for you as well, herbal cigarettes?
I'm sure they are. They stink.
Yeah.
They smell like, you know... different things, if you know what I mean. But they just make your hands... They're much worse than real cigarettes. They make your hands and your clothes really pong.
So I take it you're not a smoker?
No, I am, actually. I'm a social smoker.
Right, OK.
Whatever that means.
Because I watch shows like that and just think...
A cigarette, I say yes.
People who smoke and don't buy them, that's social smoking, exactly, isn't it?
Smoking. Yeah. But the fellow plays... Ray Carlin's always got a fang in his mouth.
Yeah.
Always. He's always got a cigarette. Always.
Well,
every
scene. The thing is, Dean and Marshall, who play Ray and Chris, they're both non-smokers. They're both fitness fit. I mean, they used to go jogging every morning and night after work. I mean, madness. Utter madness. But they chain it throughout the day with these herbals, you know? And I just said, careful, guys, you're going to get yourself hooked. And then, didn't.
Yeah, by the end of the series, you guys are going to be hippies.
Oh, either that or in the Priory.
Well, it's the place to be, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Hey, that's where I'm going when my career's on the slump. I'm checking myself in. It's party time with Pete Doherty. Right, it's lovely to meet you. I'm going to play a record, then we're going to come back. It's very exciting.
It is.
Shut up, sit down. Before the end of the show, would you do the voice for us?
Yeah, the voice.
I was going to... Where is the voice?
The voice.
I was going to write down lots of things for you to say as the genie. Just to see if it would work. But then I thought, as a professional actor, would you find that beneath you?
Depends
then,
what they are.
And then went for a tie last night and I forgot. So
I'm surprised you haven't asked him to do your answer machine message or something.
I used to do that. I used to do that
all the time, I guess, didn't you?
Well, my agent's actually got an answer machine, which I did for years ago. It's Michael Caine. This whole so you ring my agent out and you get Michael Caine. Sort of,
well, the real Michael Caine.
No, me doing it.
Really?
Claiming that I suddenly she's representing Michael Caine. You know, Jenny's my new agent. If you've got a job offer. It's filming in the Bahamas. The answer is yes. It's filming in Minsk. Forget it. Ain't gonna happen.
That's very good. So there you go. See?
Well, he always picks where he does his movies by those locations.
Is that right?
Yeah. He read his autobiography. He says if it's filming in the Bahamas, because they asked him about Jaws or 3 or something. And he said, well, the reason I did it was the Bahamas. So I didn't read the script.
Just in Leicester, he wouldn't be there, would he?
Exterior Beach, NASA, Bahamas. Mm. Right. I'm in.
Sophie, my girlfriend's got a photo of those two together, and when the person was taking the picture, they said, say cheese, and he went, you don't say cheese, you say Armani. And they both went, he goes, are you ready, girl? Here we go. After three, one, two, three, Armani. And there's a picture, there's two pictures. One of them, half a smile, and the second one after Armani, big smiles. It works.
Very good.
So you can try that with your mates. If someone says to you, where do you get that from, just go, Michael Caine. Right, Philip, we're going to play some more popular music that the kids like, and then we're back to you.
Can't wait.
It's 8:24.
Oh, great.
On Radio 1, it's 8:27, and Mr. Philip Glenister is here. He's a very lovely man in real life, and every so often he slips into a posh voice. And it's quite weird for me, because you expect him to pin you against the wall and grab you by the throat, but no, he's...
I'm from Harrow, Christopher.
He's a very nice man. When I was reading up on you... I didn't realise that your brother, Robert, plays Ash in Hustle.
Yeah, he does.
Which is another bloody great show, which I love as
well. Well, it's the same production company behind Mars, Kudos.
Yes,
the
it is.
The lovely people at Kudos. So Robert and I pay him an awful lot of money to keep working. It's their little repertory company, the Kudos Repertory Company.
And I think they might do Spooks as well.
They do
which
Spooks
is another
as well.
One of my favourite shows.
Well, this is their great company to work for.
I should buy shares
in them. Bigging
them
up.
But no, Hustle's
I wanted
great.
To be paid in shares, actually, but they wouldn't have it. Mm.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
But Life on Mars is better, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
The DVDs are out, and then Series 2 DVD comes out in a fortnight, obviously. Just because it's tonight's episode is the penultimate, and then next Tuesday is the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is the last ever Life on Mars.
Yes, it is.
And then whether or not there is a spin-off, I don't know, possibly called Ashes to Ashes. Mm. Maybe if that happens. So you can so tell by your face that you can get, that it's going to happen.
You see, may but, say that, Chris, but I don't want.
But I'll be honest, I don't want to push you on telling us whether it's going to happen or not. If it's going to, because if you haven't said yes yet and you're holding out for more cash, I don't want to ruin it for you.
Well, that's kind of
that's what I'm saying though. Mm. But John Sim must get a couple of bob for doing it at the moment. So John obviously won't be in the spin-off. Well, that, so I've, you'll I've, be top dog. Yeah. Ka-ching,
well, basically, ka-ching. I've sort of said if I can have his salary and combined with mine and
but it's a bargain,
Michael
right?
Balls as well. Then we'll talk.
But it's about... I think that's right.
Yeah.
You're the star of the show.
Absolutely.
They couldn't do the spin-off without you.
Of course not.
So they need to pay.
Thank you.
Pleasure. And the big thing, we bigged up the production company, Kudos, so they can chip in as well.
Kudos
everyone's a winner.
Just fantastic.
There you go.
The Kudos family. Love them.
I could be an agent.
You could be an agent.
Be my agent.
Yeah, I'll be your agent, easy. But you've got to leave a voiceover message on my answer phone as Michael Caine, going, I've left them and I'm now with him. Otherwise it won't work.
If you're shooting in the Bahamas, I'm in.
So when do you start filming Ashes to Ashes?
Well, it depends if Michael Caine's free. We'll have to work around his dates.
Is it happening, yes or no?
I can't say.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Because I know the answer is a yes, but look at your
not at the moment.
Smile.
It's not,
you
no.
keep smiling. You can't keep a straight face.
Well,
how the hell do you act?
What, me?
You keep...
I've got a very good editor. I pay him a lot of money to make me look marvellous.
Oh, great.
All right. Well, that's obviously a yes then. So that's good. So that'll probably obviously start filming later in the year, I'd imagine.
You'd imagine so once this is out of the way. And,
yeah,
you know.
I'd say maybe about, what are we on now? It's April. So no,
June,
probably start
July,
maybe
in
the
no.
a French word, Ashes to Ashes.
There you go. All right. It's a French version. Gene Hunt goes to be a cop in
Parisian
Paris.
Detective, I think. That'd be good.
Jean.
No,
Hunt.
It wouldn't.
Jean.
Oi, Frenchie. It's not going to work. Anyway, right, let's do some news and then we'll be back with more from Philip in a second. Radio 1, live
download. It's now exactly 8:37.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, great.
It's a national radio.
For most of them, if most of them lines were cleaner, would have been able to play more, but they're all a bit cheeky and saucy, young man. You know?
Like what?
There's a bit of effing and jeffing.
You're surrounded by armed, can't say that one. That's my favourite one. And last week was
surrounded by armed people.
Mm. I like the one about the fingers and pies.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Can't say that one
either. Can't say any of them.
So can, bad, but very funny.
You can say the one, though, the one about being as nervous as a small nun at a penguin shoot, which I like that.
That's fine. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And then this one, which I don't remember.
Show us your face!
I don't remember that one.
Show us your what?
Show us your face. I don't remember that.
Show us your face!
That's a punchline to a joke that we know. We
it is, but you can't say that either.
It sounds like Louis Armstrong impression. Show us your face!
Show us your face!
And then
I don't want see-through, I want fast.
There you go. Mm. And then he was getting that mixed up. He meant I don't want drive-through, I just want fast. That's what he was saying. Isn't that right?
I don't know.
Anyway,
we'll have to get a burger, obviously.
I don't know. Tommy Cooper.
Yeah, thank you very much. Slept like a log last night. Woke up at the fireplace.
I went to a lovely little restaurant last night. Ordered everything in French. It's a Chinese restaurant.
See, we're off now. Well, now we're off and running.
Oh, dear.
What else was I going to ask you? All right, so Ashes to Ashes, by the way, starts soon.
I was going to put it in the news, yeah, we've had confirmation.
It's an exclusive. Philip's telling us all about it this morning.
It sounds good.
It's a situation comedy set in a crematorium.
Marvellous. It sounds lovely.
You, are you dead? Fine, just checking. See you next week, viewers.
Bye-bye. It's a two-minute programme.
Philip, would you like to take part in our quiz?
Yeah, all right.
We do a quiz every Tuesday.
What's the prize? What do I win?
Kiss and a cuddle.
Mm. The Life on Mars soundtrack.
Oh, forget it. See ya.
It's got a load of great songs from the 70s, including T-Rex, Paul McCartney and Wings, Roxy Music.
Do you know the story behind that, Paul McCartney and Wings? Live and Let Die.
No, go on.
It's true. We were desperate to use that bit of music when we were running along in our speedos looking rather glamorous and groovy, and we're having all sort of problems getting hold of, you know, the rights to it, because obviously it's Paul McCartney and Bond and all that, and eventually, having gone through the record companies and all that, who just wanted billions of pounds, somebody finally knew somebody knew Stella McCartney, who got hold of her dad and said, look, it's a really good show, can they use Live and Let Die? And apparently he just went, yeah, great, okay, well, peace. Get to the source. That's the secret of that story. Get to the source.
See, I like it. However, there's on this, because this is the album, which does obviously isn't out yet, I don't think.
Yeah, it is. I think it is now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But the last track, it says Epilogue Dialogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to play that in case it gives something away.
I think you'll find that's probably my audition speech from drama school, with King Lear on there.
No,
Edmund.
So I asked Dominic, who's an intelligent man, because I'll be honest, I wasn't 100% sure what epilogue meant. And I said, now, is that the beginning or is it the end? Or is it neither?
Shakespeare, isn't it? Epilogue.
I thought you had a prologue at the beginning and an epilogue at the end.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to play it in case they're the last lines.
It gives away
of
what
next
happens.
Week's episode. Because if he goes, oh, he's dead. Well, that's the end of that. See you in the new year for the second series. Goodbye.
With me, Tommy Cooper.
That's right. Incidentally.
that's the dog in Tom and Jerry, isn't it? You used to talk like, what was he called?
Well, I can't do it as well as you.
Tom.
Bruno, wasn't it?
Bruno.
Was it? Don't know. Maybe not.
Shut up. Sit down. In fact, go make me a cup of tea. Milk, two sugars. Lovely.
See if you can detect me a packet of Garibaldi's while you're there.
I will. Just get me a walk on, that's all, in Ashes to Ashes, and I'll just walk past you in the street and go, how you doing? Fine. Good.
You don't have to use the same voice as Gene.
No, I do. That's the whole point. I just want to be on a zebra crossing, right?
Yeah.
A pedestrian crossing. I don't know how these bloody things work. You press a button and you wait for a beep beep. It's annoying. And as I walk past, I go, I hate them too. So do I. Love them.
There should be, in every episode, the car should screech up to the zebra crossing and nearly hit you. And you're always crossing the road at
the
same point.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Bloody drivers. Damn pedestrians, get on my nerves. Baby.
And off we go.
You could be a lollipop lady.
No, I don't want to be a lollipop
like,
lady.
And you could have information that, you know, secret information, and it's to like the lollipop.
I ain't telling you anything, copper.
Lollipop
I've been a lollipop lady for 20 years. I've got a reputation to keep up. Now pass me my stick. I'm late for work.
Dan, what do you think? Come on, get me written in. Come on, Philip.
Dear Kudos.
Hey, and then I can live next door to you in Manchester while you're filming.
Oh, great!
All right, so you can do the quiz. Good, we'll do the quiz. That's it then.
Hmm.
The so now... Spike. What?
Spike, the dog was.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I don't know.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's 8:42.
International Radio 1.
Radio 1, it's 10 to 9. Philip Glenister is here. Fine, fine actor. Lovely, charming man. He's just had me in a headlock.
Has he? Why?
He said, this is what I'm really like. Stop taking the mickey.
He forgot to put sugar in my coffee.
He said, that'll teach you, fat boy. Go eat some more donuts. And I went, all right. And now he comes back on the radio.
Mm.
Hello, darlings, how are you?
See how bright he is now, though, won't we?
I'm filming a period drama soon, actually. It's going to be marvellous. With Judy Dench.
Listen, Judy. Come here, love.
That's true, though, isn't it?
Come here, dame. One word. We're doing Panto together. Lovely.
Take the dress off and make me a cup of tea.
Are you filming that? Is that coming up?
Yeah, about to start something. It's called The Cranford Chronicles. It's a big sort of costume number for the BBC.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. And, of course, don't forget, he was also in Soldier.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Goodness gracious, that was a while back.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a cough and a spit, really.
I haven't even brought a Bergerac.
Oh, yeah. That was quite nice, not a week in Jersey.
I've got down here that you trained at the Central School of Speech and Drama.
And Trauma, I used to call it.
1987 to 1990.
Yeah.
So did you get into acting kind of into your kind of mid-late 20s?
I was 42 when I left. No, yeah, I did, actually. It was one of those stupid things. I had a bet with a mate at the time. It was a sort of drunken bet to be in a sort of local panto, the Pinner Players. And I ended up getting rather a good part in it, actually. And I nearly took out a row of cubs in the front row with the scenery and a guitar. I won't go into detail, but... I thought then that, obviously, comedy is for me.
So your entire acting career is basically comes from a drunken bet?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like good. You with this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've only got another year to do, and then you're released.
Exactly. Win my tenner.
It's well worth it. And I promise I'll cough up.
Yeah, I believe you.
Right, so let's do the quiz. Philip is going to join on the quiz, so let's do the quiz.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
So for Philip, who doesn't know, because he doesn't listen to the show, he's probably heard it once.
He should be good at this, though, because he's from the past and he'll know all the historical questions.
Unfair advantage.
Turn it over.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It's like exam conditions. No, turn it over. Turn it back. That's it. Face down.
Can't turn your paper until Rachel tells you.
Rob, my mate, is DJs in a pub, my local pub in Leeds. He does a quiz on a Monday, and then we do some of the questions on a Tuesday. It's pub quiz time, Philip.
Fantastic.
So here is the hostess of the mostest, lovely Rachel.
Hello. It's the last one this season. Oh, sorry. Last one this season, so whoever
it's the
wins
last
for
of the
this
season.
Before we break up on holiday wins this
holiday. Part. 2 weeks in Bognor,
so,
I'm happy.
Score so far, Dom, you're fourth with 37 points, Carrie, 39, Chris, second place with 43, and hello. Dave, 48 points.
SWAT.
So, Tony text off, because they always cheat and look at the text.
That's not true.
Chris.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And then also move your phones away because they usually use their phones as well and usually cheat. Well, Chris does.
My phone is off and out of my area.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. They're a very random selection, I'll just warn you today. Because I was quite tired.
Okay.
So, turn your papers over. We'll begin. Question number one.
See, write down your answer. Don't read it out, Philip.
Name the artist who had a hit with...
I haven't got a question sheet.
What have you got? A piece of paper.
Well, just write down.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Name the artist who had a hit with Satisfaction in 2003.
I know.
Name the artist who had a hit with Satisfaction in 2003.
That, when we do the answers,
yeah,
just I'll answer it first and just say what I say because I've got it right. Okay. No worries.
Question number two.
Yes.
In which TV cartoon would you find Cartman?
Oh, that's easy as well.
So, which TV programme would you find Cartman?
Come on, Philip.
Blimey, is it on CBeebies?
No. No.
Do you want a clue?
I love CBeebies.
Do you want a clue? It was a US cartoon animation programme.
We don't need a clue.
I'm just being nice.
We're not stupid.
Question number three. What name is given to the home of a beaver? Don't be rude. What name is given to the home of a beaver?
So tempting.
Beaverland. Very weird theme park in Florida. Been there a few times. Don't tell the kids.
You got that?
I don't know.
That's the nature question today. Okay. Question number four.
Okay.
Which American city was the intended destination for the Titanic on its maiden voyage in 1912?
Oh, dear.
So where was the Titanic meant to go? So which American city was the intended destination for the Titanic on its maiden voyage in 1912?
Stockport.
Barrow in Furness.
I don't know, but it never bloody got there. Iceberg, dead ahead.
Ice with your drink, sir. Oh, not that large.
And question number five. Who is the leading scorer in the Euro 2008 qualifiers?
Oh, it's not Wayne Rooney, is it?
What? Oh, do you know?
Who is the leading scorer in the Euro 2008 qualifiers?
Boom!
Got it, Dave?
Well, it's not English, surely.
Is it me?
Does that mean the whole all the countries, not English?
Well, yeah, all the countries taking part. Who has scored the most goals? Do you want a clue?
Hang on, what, the country or the player?
No, who's
no
the
clues.
Person who scored
right.
it?
No so clues.
Do you get me?
I get you.
I get you.
Is he Brazilian?
Good.
I get you. It's Euros, son. Euros. Euros, not Brazilians. Euros.
Pesetas.
Have you got the first one?
No.
I've got the first one, and then I'm going to cheat and give the answer before Philip does, so he's going to copy what I say.
No cheating, you'll be disqualified. Right, let's play a record, and I'll give you the answers.
It's not cheating, woman. It's not cheating.
Hey, man.
It's using your head.
Don't call me woman. Right, let's play a record, and we'll do the answers.
I'll call you a woman if I want to. Chick.
Thanks,
listen,
honey.
Love, know your place, and it's over there, not here. This is a man's territory. It's getting more like
more Tommy Cooper.
Oh, Henry Cooper, I said.
Yeah.
Fellow went to the doctors. The doctor gave him 6 months to live. He couldn't pay his bills, so I gave him another 6 months. Thank you very much. Right, 8:57. Right, Beyonce, Shakira, and then the answers, and then Tedious Link. It's Beyonce, Shakira, Beautiful Liar, Freemasons in the mix. Go. What do you think of that?
Bloody rubbish.
It's not proper music.
Useless.
What's the point? It's all bang, bang, bang. I can't understand it. Is that a man or a woman? I think we've warmed Philip up enough that we might be able to tempt him to do some Gene Hunt lines for us.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, I've written one down about you.
From me?
Yeah.
What have you said?
Hey, Bordy, look the other way, will you? I'm blinded by the glare off your head. I think that'd be...
But he wouldn't want to say that, would he?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he would, yeah.
He's in character
if
now.
If it's in the script, then he has to read it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, let's do these answers then.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
Oh, great.
Only on Radio 1.
Question number one, do you know the answer, Gene?
I don't know.
Question number two, do you know that?
I don't know.
See what I did there? Oh, brilliant.
So, question number one.
Yes.
Name the artist who had a hit with Satisfaction in 2003. Philip.
Well, obviously, a choice between Darren Day and Benny Benassi, and I went for Benny.
Ooh.
Okay, Dave.
No, I didn't. I put Fatboy Slim. I had no idea. It was a pure guess.
Carrie.
I had no idea. I guessed it Pink.
Dom.
Put Girls Aloud, rubbish.
Chris.
I put Benny Benassi
as
well.
You two had the same.
Just weirdly,
yes.
It's
weird that. The correct answer is Benny Benassi.
Yes!
Well done, you two.
Well done, Philip.
Cheats. Question number two.
How
in
dare
which
you,
TV
woman?
Cartoon would you find Cartman? Dave.
South Park.
Carrie. Oh.
South Park.
Dom.
South Park.
Philip.
North Pole.
Chris.
South Park.
The correct answer is South Park.
Hooray! Yay. And he had that as well, so that's two.
Yeah.
Funny that.
No, he got the answer. He's a big
Question
South Park
number three.
Fan.
What name is given to the home of a beaver? Philip.
Octagon.
Dave.
I put a nest.
Carrie.
I put set.
Dom.
I put a dam, but I don't think it is a dam.
Chris.
I put a burrow.
You're all wrong, it's a lodge.
A lodge?
Yeah. A set is where a badger lives.
Posh, isn't it?
Yeah.
A beaver
Hello.
Lodge.
Where do you live, Mr. Beaver? I live in a lodge.
Well, of course I do. It's lovely. We got 3 acres.
Number four.
The garden's late.
Which American city was the intended destination for the Titanic on its maiden voyage in 1912? Dom.
New York.
Carrie.
I guess Boston.
Dave.
New York.
Philip.
New York.
Chris.
New York.
It's New York City.
Yes.
Ooh,
another one for me. I'm on a roll.
And finally...
like a bit of bacon.
Who is the leading scorer in the Euro 2008 qualifiers? Dave.
David Healy.
Carrie.
David Healy.
Philip. Just say David Healy.
David Healy.
Dom.
David Dennis Healy. Dennis Healy.
Chris.
David Healy.
Correct. He's got 9 goals. It's David Healy.
Yay. Go on, Super Leeds United.
So, Super what?
I don't anyone really get think so. Anyone get 5?
I got 6.
Anyone get 4?
Yes.
Chris. Oh, well done. Anyone get 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave. Okay. And Dom. Me.
Yeah.
And Carrie, what did you get?
2.
Philip, what did you get?
He got, he
one
got
and
4,
a half, I think. What did I get? I
no,
got
you got Benny Biassi, South Park, got, New York, and David Healy.
Yeah.
You got 4.
4.
Well done.
Yeah.
Funny that.
No, weird.
With a little help from your
Told
fans.
You, because he can see in the past.
I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
So congratulations, Dave. You win this season's pub quiz with 15
well
points.
Well done, Dave.
Thank What'd you
very
win?
Much. I don't know. I've got no idea.
You've won really a chance. Yeah, you've won a chance to pitch your new Life on Mars spin-off.
I've already done it, but it was met with a tidal wave of apathy.
It wasn't that. I just thought it was rubbish. Just like your hair, uninspiring. Next, what? Shut up.
I think that maybe the idea that we pitched was too much like the thing that's already in pre-production and
it,
therefore...
But if it is in pre-production, of course, we don't know. Philip has kept that well close
oh,
to his
sorry.
Chest.
The Ashes of Cranford.
Anyway, I'm going to be in it. I'm going to be in the spin-off. Every week I'm just going to be on the pedestrian
Was
crossing.
That agreed?
Yeah, we've just
Before?
Done the deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. We've just done the deal.
Yeah, little word.
Yeah.
Little word. No was a word. Stop bugging me. I thought I was coming into the Wogan, not, and I'm going, really? I'll tell me Cooper now.
All right, thank you, Rachel. Thanks for the thing. Philip, before you go, could we have some classic Gene from you? If I give you something to say, could you try and do it as
Gene Hunt. Go on, then.
All right, okay. This is about me.
Right.
Listen, fatty, have another pie and shut up.
Right. Listen, fatty, have another pie and shut up.
I like that.
Very nice.
Good. I like that. It's nice. Is this weird?
I'm actually loving it.
And then I'd love to hear Gene say, "Hey, Baldy, look the other way, will you? I'm blinded by the glare off your head."
Hey, Baldy, look the other way, will you? I'm blinded by the glare off your head.
Yeah.
Head.
Oh, thanks, Gene.
You're more than welcome.
I'm turning it to Tommy Cruise. I'm getting a bit throaty.
Yeah, I hope I haven't ruined it for you. If you ever do any more, I don't want you to turn up on the first and go,
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Put yourself together.
Hey, find the lady. Where is it?
Philip, lovely to meet you. Continued success with everything you do.
Thank you, Chris. Very nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
And good luck with the period drama.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, you're not the Gene Genie in that.
I get a horse in this one instead of a Cortina. Oh, good.
Do you really?
Great.
Again. Right then. Anyone for polo? Good. Game? Lovely. Nice bloomers. Let's go. Where's the bar? Fancy a pint?
Get your horse and carriage and all you've pulled.
Because that's what he does. He doesn't say fancy a pint. He'll go, fancy a pint? Pint. An aggressive word. Everything's aggressive.
No, you got the tease. Fancy a pint?
Pint.
Oh, yes.
Is that better?
Oh, yes, my friend.
Thanks. Put a T on the end.
Tea? No, thanks. I'll have a whiskey. Strong. And make it a double. Thanks very much.
I was going to say, if I get some days off, you could probably come in and replace me.
Well, listen, I don't mind if you ever do any more filming. I don't mind going up and just blocking through, or whatever you call it, the scene while you're still in your trailer. You know, doing whatever you do.
That'd be great. Okay, I'll have a word.
Right, here, and then I walk over here, and then I look there, and then I look at him, and then I say that, and then I walk off. Right, good.
And I come back, punch him, go to the trailer, have a sleep.
Brilliant.
Wake me up after lunch.
And for lunch, we're going to go over there, and I'm going to have a ploughman's. Right? Good. Anyone got a problem with that? Lovely. Rachel's looking at me going like this. I've never seen it. Mm. I don't know what you're talking. All you're doing is shouting in a gruff voice.
I'm just thinking it's time for tedious.
Tedious can wait. We've got police business to be done, love. Hey, this ain't no namby-pamby summer fate. Good, isn't it?
It's remarkably good.
I will be doing this now all day. Every time someone brings me at home during the day.
What?
I've got a meeting later on this afternoon. I've got a meeting with my publishers.
Oh.
And I know I'll answer the door and go, you're late. Get in. Take your shoes off the mucky.
It's a cream carpet. I don't want your crap all over the place.
You've got parquet floors.
Eh? Don't sit on the couch. I'll just pump the cushions. Sit there in the hard chair. Lovely. Tea or coffee? I've got no milk.
You will be doing that all day, won't you?
I really will.
Oh, dear.
Oh, very sorry. Right, Life on Mars tonight. It's the penultimate one tonight. BBC One, 9 o'clock. It's quite a serious one for the Gene Genie tonight, young
man. It is, yeah. I dress up as a giant squirrel.
Brilliant.
Very serious.
Yep.
Actually, well, I'll tell you very quick. We were filming at BBC in Manchester. Because I was dressed as Tufty the Squirrel, we thought we'd pop into reception and see if I'd get a job on Children in Need, take out the bear. And the security lot just blanked us virtually. So then I said, well, have you got a canteen? I said, second floor. I said, great, I'm dying for a topic. Went right over their heads.
Really? Funny, I can't believe you're telling me the BBC security guards have no sense of humour.
Funnily enough, yeah.
That's a shocker. So please watch the show tonight, and then good luck with the peer drama. And then if Gene Hunt ever reappears on our screens, we'll be very pleased. But he does want a double-sized trailer and more money and merchandise rights for the character. Thanks. Imagine the little dolls, Genie dolls coming out.
Have you met my new agent?
Shut up and go to sleep. No, I ain't reading you a story. All right, here's one. Little boy goes to sleep. That's it. Now shut up and be quiet. We should
talk. Let's talk.
We should. All right, thank you, Philip. Lovely to meet you. Philip Glenister, ladies and gentlemen. The top man. Life on Mars tonight. Watch it.
It's all good. It's all gravy. With onions. Onion gravy.
Right, see this thing then, Dave.
Not from Laura. It's 9:35.
Right, it's time to rate our guest from today. That was Mr. Philip Glenister, who is DCI Gene Hunt in Life on Mars tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC One. So, is everyone ready? Ready to rate now?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's start with Dominic Byrne.
Well, I liked him, and to be fair, though, I haven't seen the second series of Life on Mars, so I'm not quite as giddy, jump-up-and-down excited as you were, Chris, this morning. But I like him, and I'm going to give him a strong 6.1.
Wow, a strong 6.1, which is more than you rated Marilyn Rice Cakes.
It is.
And Josh Stone.
Oh, yes.
But not much more. Which is quite scary. Carrie.
I really liked him. I thought he was good fun, and I thought his voice was very good. I liked his Michael Caine, so I'm going to give him 6.72.
6.72. All right, which is more than you rated Josh Stone. Dave.
I liked him, and I'm going to give him a strong 6.
Strong 6, which is more than you rated Josh Stone. You rated 1.5.
I didn't think it was her best day.
Rachel. Philip Glenister.
I liked him. I'm going to give him 6.2.
6.2. By the way, everyone listening, if you want to text in your score, 81199, obviously start it with, I liked him, because that's what everybody said so far.
I liked him.
Allard.
I couldn't stand him, to be honest. No, obviously not. He was lovely. So I'm going to give him a very warm 6.
Six. All right, okay. And I'm a big fan of Life on Mars, and I'm a big fan of his, so I'm going to give him a 7. So there you go. They are the numbers. Let's recap. The scores of the doors for Philip Glenister are... Alan scores 6. Carrie, 6.72. Dave, 6. Dom, 6.1. Rachel, 6.2. And a big 7 out of 10 from me. Dale! Thank you, sweetheart. So there you go. So that's a grand total of...
32.02.
Wow. That was quick.
Getting better at this.
No, you're cheating again, Dave.
I'm not. I'm getting better at this.
32. That's an easy one, though. 32.02.
Yeah.
How do you get that?
Add the sixes up first. 6 and 6 is 12, and another 6 is 18, another one is 24.
No, okay, yeah, I'll give you that. Which puts him 32.
Oh, hang on.
No.
You've made
it's
an error there.
A bit more than that. Error, Dave. Error.
Oh, hang on.
Because 6 fives are 30 on their own. Then you've got another 7.
Yeah.
Have you cocked up, Dave?
Yeah.
You're more like 43 or something.
On what scale?
Oh, mega? It's got to be over 35, hasn't it?
Isn't it like 42 or something?
Yeah, something like that. Mm. I'll do it again.
Oh, no!
During the next record.
Right, so, we were talking yesterday about Debbie McGee. Oh, by the way, look, on the text, I liked him 10, I liked him 10, I liked him 10. I hated him minus 5. Ooh. I liked him 6.265387. So that's good. Somebody's texting going, holy crap, I thought it was Michael Caine. No.
His Michael Caine's very good, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Mm.
I like his Michael Caine.
Could it be 38.02?
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah, 38.2.
That's what I meant. I just wrote it down wrong.
So hang on, what have you got?
38.02. I just couldn't read my own writing.
More than Marilyn Rice Cakes, more than Max Beasley in Tamsin Athwaite, more than Josh Stone. And then that's it. So he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th on the leaderboard. Is that right?
Out of how many?
Out of what? Out of 10.
Not bad.
That's all right, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, that's all right. Mm. And do you know what? It would have been slightly higher if you'd have actually watched the show and knew who he was, but that's still not a bad score.
He was a nice man, though, and we all liked him.
I liked him, 10. So, Dominic, our very...